consciousness. The entire material creation is compared to an insignificant bubble in the ocean. The material universe rests in the spiritual potency of the Lord full of Brahmavirya. If such an insignificant bubble rests in the potency of the unlimited ocean, just as insignificant. So there's a lot of here in this purport. Most of it, a lot of it is quoted from other acharyas, previous acharyas. So we'll read the sloka again. Sarvato manaso sangam ado sangam chasadutu dayam maitrim pushayam cha bhutesha dhayato chitam. A sincere disciple should learn to disassociate or dissociate. I tried to find out the difference between disassociate and dissociate. But it didn't appear to be that much of a difference. I looked on the online dictionary. Can someone close that door? It was like, there's a simultaneous. I know this is hard to do, but someone does it. Either that or get a mic on the outside. Because the competition is too strong in here. So, the principle of accepting the guru is being stressed, and even that verse was quoted again, tasma gurum prabhajeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. Sarvato manaso shangam, sincere disciples should learn to disassociate the mind from everything material and positively cultivate association with the spiritual man. Prasangam ajaram pasham atmana kavyo vidu. In various cantos, various places, this instruction is coming up in different ways. Kapila Deva says in his 25th chapter in the third canto, Prasangam ajaram pasham atmana kavyo vidu. So, Aisha Sarushu, you should take your tendency to become attached, prasangama, that this attachment to the material, the mind, especially in this verse, prasangama janam pasham, is pasham, it means it's like a rope, prasangama janam pasham, atmana kaveyo vidu, sa esha sadashu kato, moksha dvarama upavatam. If you can somehow take the mind and serve the spiritual master with the mind, moksha dvaram, then you'll become liberated. Otherwise, by following the mind, manasa, krodha, deha, as the mind is dictating, vacho vegam, manasa, krodha, vegam, the six bosses that we have. And the spiritual master is the Goswami. He's controlling those six pushings. 99.99 billions of people, they're being pushed, managed by, Prabhupada would say, managed by. When it was proposed to Prabhupada that many devotees, some devotees in those days, were going to Radhakun to follow the instruction of Upadeshamrita, nectar of instruction. Because in the last few verses, very elevated subject matter, that one should go to Radhakun and surcharged with a spiritual body, one should remain in Radhakun. So, not that many people are surcharged with spiritual bodies. But nevertheless, because devotees were going there and not doing practical service for Prabhupada, then, especially it was Gopal Krishna, and a few others, if I can recall, they mentioned to Prabhupada that they were going there because of this instruction of Rupa Goswami that one should stay in Radhakun. Although it does say there that even Narad Muni doesn't get a chance to go there and do that. So you might think, wow, Narad Muni doesn't get a chance. How I should go there and do something? What will I do there if Narad Muni doesn't even get a chance? Ihati, Gokula, Pite, Prema, Mata, Plavana, all the verses are there. So Prabhupada said, they have not understood the first verse. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva. They're being, I mean to say, said, managed by these six pushings. So unless one has become Goswami, even if one has become Goswami, in our line, Goshti Anandi, we're not meant for just sitting in that place. Prabhupada used to say, that he was praying he would be relieved, that his advanced disciples could relieve him and he could simply remain and do translation work and like that. But he never really did it. He was always pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement. And he wanted others to push on this Krishna consciousness movement. So this is what's meant by association with the spiritual master. So in the seventh canto, in the 12th chapter, Narad Muni explains exactly the relation with the spiritual master. That one is a brahmachari, very first verse, explaining the varnashram system, the perfection of human life. So therefore it says, the very first, vasam danto guror hitam, that one does guror hita. Brahmachari Gurukula, he remains in the Gurukula of the little boy. Of course, we're not little boys anymore, but the little boys are sent there. So, because it's not practiced, probably try to make some adjustment, but still try to introduce this system. Therefore, he stressed that this Gurukula, and he gave there so many verses that they should study and read. Acharan Dasavan Nicho. Gorausu dridan sohrida. So sohrida means to make friendship. Because the little boy is in great awe if he's a young brahmachari. He's not going to be like a good equal. This type of friendship means one accepts that the spiritual master is the best friend of the brahmachari. And nicho, he acts like a, nicho dasa means like a slave, a servant. The tendency is that we want to get so absorbed in very, very high thinking. The Prabhupada said we should think high and live simply. But then because of Kali Yuga, Kala Kalir Balina Indriya Vaidhi Varga, Shri Bhakti Marga Hikantaka Kohi Rudha. There are many enemies in the mind and so many demoniac elements. They want to trap us. Balina Indriya, the senses themselves are very powerful, Indriya Ravam. Those who possess senses. And they're pushing us in every direction. So, artificially we cannot come to that stage. Prabhupada wanted to answer. But a brahmachari here, described by Narad Muni in 7th canto, he acts very humbly. Vishram Bena Goro Seva. But the spiritual master is our best friend. Hey Goro Ganada Dinabando, he's Dinabando. Svananda Data Kurunaikasinu, he's the ocean of mercy. Others are not giving mercy, as described in these purports. Vishram Bena Goro Seva Sadavat Manava Tanam. Rupa Goswami is delineated in the last purport. So throughout all these verses, this is being stressed. And in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, basically the idea is that Parikrit Maharaj accepted Sukadeva Goswami as his guru. But even before we get to that, we're hearing about Sutta, and he's going to give, I think Krishna Sutta is going to speak on this subject, right? The six questions? Yes. I highly recommend it because he knows all the questions. Can anyone here say you know all the six questions in the first canto, chapter one? No. So? Therefore, it's recommended to attend. I know Vaisheshika knows them. I don't know if everybody knows them. Prangovinda knows them. So if we don't know, as it says here, not only should we associate with the guru, we may not, Prabhupada is the guru, definitely. And we may have our guru also. We may not have close association with the guru. He has to stress whatever Prabhupada stressed. I remember in Henry Street, we were chanting every day when Prabhupada was there. There was a Xerox copy of the first chapter and then the second chapter. Maybe Ragatmika was there. Or maybe it was in 71. I don't know who was there. But so we got those verses. We were chanting and Prabhupada encouraged, not encouraged. He's the guru. He's forcing. Just like, what can he say? He's guru. Guru means heavy. So he's heavy, that he wanted, and if you want, yasya prasada bhaga prasada, yasya prasada nagati kuto. If one doesn't please the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he has set up such a system everyone is meant for following. Nicha, just like a We shouldn't lose this idea like the small kids in the Gurukula. That's the Gurukula now, modern Gurukula. But in the Gurukula, only there's boys, and they're enjoined. They must study the Shastras. That's what they do. If you go in South India, to even in Mayapur or in Vrindavan, they have strong sadhana, the boys. They're simply studying. I saw in Sri Rangam, they have the real Gurukula there also. And they're sitting there all day just studying Shastra and studying Sanskrit. Some of them study, they put emphasis on Sanskrit, some put more. And one boy, they sit in a group of like four, and one boy chants Sarvadhamam Parijaja, but they don't even chant Gita, they do that in the spare time. We ask them, do you do Gita, you do Bhagavatam? No, we do that in our spare time. But so they're simply sitting and chanting. There's no question of the mind going anywhere, there's no spare time. 10, 12 hours a day. This is what the disciples are doing. This is Nietzsche Dasa. What was that verse? Nietzsche Dasa. Dasavana Charan. Nietzsche means humble. When Sanatana Goswami was approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nietzsche guy, he said, Nij Jati, Nij Sanghi. Very low, but actually we're meant to be low. I think they probably pronounce it Nietzsche, but it's Nietzsche. So very humble, meek, like a slave. I probably writes the translation in 7th Canto, like a slave. Dasavam, like a slave. So whatever the guru says, give it the word meaning. Give the word meaning there. See, it's interesting. Dasavam, very humbly, like a slave. So... that we forget that we're meant to be serving the Guru, not our senses. That way the mind cannot go out of control. When Maharaj Rishabdev was instructing also the Navayogendras, because they're also the sons of Rishabdev. There's so many, 100 sons. And so one of the things, Hamse Guru Mai Bhaktyanu Bhritya. You must accept the Guru. Although he was already Guru, he was the father, but still, for our benefit, everyone's benefit, universal benefit, Sarvabhuta Hite Rata, Hita Kamyaya, this word Hita means benefit. Krishna says, I am speaking for your benefit, Hita Kamyaya. Just like so many rascals, Vikarmi, any demon, outside person, or they may say, oh, you're simply working. They used to say that. Your guru is enjoying, and you're simply working for him. This is their idea. This is how their mundane mind works. So this means they're completely controlled by the mind. They have no shastric understanding. They're completely servitor of their senses, servitor of the boss. I remember Prabhupada was on a morning walk in Vrindavan, so some devotees were saying how they don't like bulls in the West or in places like the bull, because the bull may hurt somebody. So Prabhupada said, so they use tractor, better bull. The tractor hurts more people than a bull. If you compare how many bulls they're killing, how many tractors, but the tractor will die a natural death, but the bull is killed. So similarly, they are creating so much ugra karma. Etam drishtam avashtabhyanastatman opabuddhaya. By their alba buddhaya. If one wants to have good intelligence, he has to take from the shastra, from the sadhus. Said asya eva sarushukato moksha dvaram. So many things were presented with Sukadev Goswami and Parikrama Maharaj were speaking in the 6th canto. Finally, it was said by Sukadeva, Tat Purusha Nishevaya. It was proposed that brahmacharya life, tapasa, so many verses were given. But finally, the essence was Tat Purusha Nishevaya. One has to serve. The Purusha in that word, in that verse, means a spiritual master, someone who's realized. Nishevaya. Shushusho Shadadana Shavasati Vikatara. Shanmahat Sevaya Viprapu. Punya Kirtana say, what is it? Nishevanat. So, say, some sevaya. One has to do service. Tadera charana sevi, bhakta sannivas. When we hear Prabhupada singing this, he's feeling so much love, friendship, love for the six Goswamis, of course, all the line of spiritual masters, but that his voice is cracking over and over. Tadira charana sevi bhakta sannivas janame janame ho eya vila. Life after life. Evam prasana manaso bhagavad bhakti yoga taha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sannyasa. The Prabhupada says bhagavat tattva cannot be understood unless one serves the person bhagavat. Dui bhagavat. There's two bhagavats. There's the... So we were fortunate enough, and we're still fortunate to see that, of course, this is not a Prabhupada's purport, but one can read Prabhupada's purport or all our acharya purports, and they're still speaking to us. They're the person Bhagavat, Dui Bhagavat, Bhagavat Rasapatra, the person who is the recipient of the Bhagavatam, the walking personified Bhagavatam. So anyone can still see, there's Prabhupada in the video anywhere that he's speaking, in a tape, in a recording. He was doing every single thing, no question of the mind out of control. So he was trying to engage everyone in the whole world also. And he quoted Prahlad Maharaj in his Bhagavad marking poem. Evam janam na patitam pabavahi kupe. Kama vikama mahayapapatam prasangat. Prasangat means bad association. Prasangat. Therefore he said, I've, like Prahlad, he was quoting, that means he's in the same bhav, same mood. Evam janam na patitam, that means he's, Prahlad is saying, I have fallen into a prabavahi kupe, a well of serpents, snakes. So that became more clear to Prabhupada when he got to Boston and New York, that these persons, he could already perceive. If you read Prabhupada's purports in First Canto, you would never think, even the most intelligent scholar could ever think that Prabhupada had not been to the West. You read that and think, you forget constantly. Prabhupada never even came to the West. Still, he was writing his purport. And then it becomes like a crescendo when he writes those poems. And therefore, he's quoting Prahlad Maharaj. Of all things, he's quoting the Prahlad Maharaj verse. Kama abhikama maniapas kripat nasat surashina. Surashina means Narad Muni, the great deva, demigod. So the sages, sage of the demigods. And he, what has he done? What is Narad Muni's kripatmasat? He has made me also, purified me. Therefore, he says, soham katam nivisarje, tavabhitya sevam. How could I ever give up being the servant of such a great spiritual master? So such a person is taking us, our mind, out of this material world. He's constantly trying to drag our mind. Because the mind is the worst enemy, shatruvat, one who has failed to control the mind. So Krishna says also how one has to accept the spiritual master, tadvibhi panipatena, very humbly, pariprashnena, and he has to ask questions. Sevaya, he has to do service. Upadekshanti, and get initiated. Ganinas, yadgatva na punar moham, then, what will he learn? The whole Bhagavad Gita he'll learn. Especially that verse right after. It says, then you'll be out of illusion if you perform that service for the spiritual master. So one could, very intelligent persons, they understand that that service is still given. So much service is given by Prabhupada. Even if not, he is directly given it, but he is empowered. His books, if you simply hear, if someone turns on Prabhupada's bhajan, then immediately the mind is taken out of the spiritual, out of the material world. And I once did a little, not even an experiment purposely, but I had a a portable tape recorder in 1984. So we were traveling in South India, and I was playing a really nice cassette. It was like a super scope. Nowadays, nobody would even listen to it. The quality is not that great, but I was playing that. Like, we went to, Tirupati and all those places, Kanchipuram. Especially, I remember Tirupati because it's always very, really crowded place. The others they have, but not like Tirupati. So, Udupi, places like that. So, Prabhupada's voice. And just to see the reaction, because those are such pious people. And they will all stop and listen. Nobody complained, never. In fact, there was one guy in Udupi. He was editor in a newspaper. Yeah, I think Malayalam, whatever they speak. And he was translating this Satsarup's book. What is it called? Lilamrita. He was translating that into the newspaper. And I don't think he would ever do the whole thing. But so I was playing that. I don't think how often he heard Prabhupada, but he was hearing it. And I gave him my headphones, and he was just, the whole time, we were having a discussion with another pundit, the Gaurakeshava, and trying to understand Madhva philosophy, how they say that you cannot be taken out of the modes of nature. But I was simply saying, Mamhi Parthi Vipashritya Yepishu. Krishna says right in the ninth chapter that you can steal Sudha. Vaishyas, it can all be taken to the spiritual world. Isn't that beyond the modes of nature? But they really couldn't answer it to my satisfaction. Meanwhile, the other gentleman, he was listening to Prabhupada and he was just in ecstasy. What? Yeah, we had a few quotes, but they couldn't really, the arguments were a lot very, I don't know. I don't remember anything they said that was reasonable. I don't think they all say that, but they say like that. Anyway. But that other newspaper man, he was simply in ecstasy hearing Prabhupada. So what better, easy way, more made easy? Isn't that one of the questions? Please make it easy. The sages, headed by Shaunaka, they were speaking to Sutta Goswami. Please, they had so many questions, and that was one of them. Borini, Borikarmani. They were also bewildered because there's so many shastras and they have to be performed over a long period. And there's so many things in the shastra that says, so we don't know what. They were doing a 1,000-year yajna, and with fire yajna, and they were becoming black and breathing smoke. And I don't know if they planned to live for 1,000 years or some of them, at least Ram Maharshan had a benediction. But. So those are the questions they wanted to. Please tell us the Lilavatara, Ishvarasyatma Maya, tell us about all the energies of Krishna, the avatars of Krishna. Shreya, what is the ultimate goal? Shreya Uttamam. So that's given in this verse and quoted in this purport. Shreya Uttamam. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving also in the first verse of the Shikshastakam. The Uttama Shreya. Not only Shreya, but Uttama. The Prabhupada would give the example, Shreya means the final. Prayas means like a small kid playing in the sand. He makes a sand castle and then later on the ocean comes and washes it away. There's some pleasure there, but it's finished. Very quickly. So this body, turnam yateta napated anamritya javam. It will be finished very quickly, so therefore Bhagavatam says, very quickly you have to. But it will act quickly. Takshanat. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it says, Dhanara approached the vote. Everything is kicked out, and the Bhagavatam is simply meant for the Paramahamsas. Ridya Barujate Trikitibi Shushushuvi Takshanat, and it will act quickly also. Other things will not act very quickly. Karma, jnana, all those things. They may act just like bathing in the Ganga, one of the verses, Svadunyapana Sevaya. Bathing in the Ganga, all pious persons, they want to bathe in the Ganga. Svadhi Kalatra Dushamom, they think that's the ultimate goal, just to go and they go from Calcutta to Rishikesh, Hardwar, Badri Ashram, bathe in the Ganga. Prabhupada said, Ganga's there. They can bathe in Calcutta also. So, anyway, so that would take time, a long time. But if one simply surrenders to the spiritual master, Bhaja Sadhu Samagamam, Chanakya Pandit says, make association, Satam Prasangam, Kapila says, with all the devotees. We are like tiny sparks, anytime we can be extinguished. But if we have the morning program, evening program, as much as possible, hearing, chanting, then the mind will. It is like a wild animal. Who's giving that verse? Is it Bharat? Maharaj Bharat? Speaking to Ahugana? It's in the fifth canto of Jad Bharat. The mind is always trying like a wild animal to get out. I know sometimes I have to trap these little guys, their house. They go underneath the house. They're just snarling like the opossum or the skunk. He wants to stink you out or something. They don't like being there, but they're wild. As soon as you do anything, what to speak of a tiger or a serpent, they'll bite. You always have to watch them. So the mind has to constantly be 100 times pounded in the morning, evening, in between, always. Constantly. Savaimana Krishna Padala Vindayo Vashanchi. That Ambarishi utilized everything, first the mind. Savaimana Krishna Padala on the lotus feet of Krishna. Vashanchi, he used the words. One can control the mind with the words also. Vachanchi Vaikuntha Gurana, because his, and he uses the word Vaikuntha because there's no anxiety. If one uses the words, the tongue, to glorify the Guru, glorify the Krishna, Om Bhagavatam, then the mind will be controlled with the by speaking, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the medicine, and the diet is prasad. So this is the main. Nh Oshodhi Maya Nashi Bharava. Oshodhi Maya Na. So the mind always wants to be in Maya, and Hare Krishna mantra, Nam Bina Kichu Nahi Koar Chodha Bhuvan. There's nothing else. Everything else is Maya. So if there's any comment, question. First hand up. If this is a game show, then Trivikram won.
I met a devotee that studied as a brahmachari in South India. He knew all the verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam, or almost all, in Sanskrit, the Bhagavad Gita, Rama Samhita, and all of Scripture.
Who is that?
He lives in, I think, Michigan or somewhere.
Indian?
Indian.
He learned it before he in India or here?
Yeah, before he became.
Before he gave me devotee, he knows the whole Bhagavatam.
He was studying in South India. Yeah. You wouldn't believe.
Okay.
He's so pathetic.
We'll have to find him out. And
so I have a.
But he's ISKCON devotee?
Yeah. I have a question. Well, not quite a question. You can comment on it. It stated that the Lord directs the living entity to get a spiritual master. In other words, the spiritual master is an external manifestation. He directs the living entity from within to get a spiritual master. And then the spiritual master directs the student to get the Lord. So, can you comment on that?
There's that verse, I just read it. What does it say? Guru Krishna Prasade Pai. But Prabhupada stressed that the Guru's mercy has to come first. By the mercy of the Guru, Yasha Prasada. Gets Krishna. So it's a circular reasoning, spiritual transcendental bewilderment. Okay. Anyone who's up? Ragatmika is up next. She gets a silver whatever prize.
So some, let's say, argue that the sound vibration of the person Bhagavat in person is different than the recorded sound.
Yeah, there's always some argument about everything. Nothing new.
Okay, then I started to think, how here, let's say I have Prabhupada's tapes, and I hear them every day. But when they're sitting there, where's that sound? What's you know what I mean?
What do you mean sitting here?
Sitting there without being heard at the time. And then you put them on this machine, and then the sound comes out, and that's equal to the sound that carries the saffron dust particles of Krishna's way to speak. Is it true? It's there dormant in the or on the screen or on the
yeah.
Online.
Prabhupada said to he actually wanted his bhajans to be played widely because people will become enlightened and ecstatic. So those bhajans wasn't going to be that Prabhupada was going to be taken personally. As far as I remember, they were actually recorded and they're still going on. And one can hear them. So I don't think there's that much difference. Although one has to accept the guru for the reason that the guru gives directions. He's mentioned this purport also. We don't have time to read every detail, but so yeah. I could quote one sannyasi. He said, if you heard, there was a question came in 1982 or so, that there were devotees who took first initiation from Prabhupada and they didn't get second. And this second, the devotees that gave them second initiation were kind of, in their minds, lording it over and saying, I'm the actual guru because this mantra Gayatri is more important. So that became a big deal if anyone was around in those days, they remember. And had many other facets to this argument. So one Gaudiya Math Sannyasi who was being confided in those days said that if somebody hears Prabhupada on a tape, it is good as first, second, and sannyasa initiation. Anyway, he didn't say anything against the second initiating gurus. He just said that. So it was interesting.
Who said that?
Who said it?
Yeah, who said that?
Narayan Raj said it. Later on, he said something different.
Yeah. Anything just else? Just another thing. You know, you mentioned in Henry Street, Prabhupada was having the devotees recite, what was it?
First canto, printed out, that we should chant not only the verse of the day while he was there, but we should go back and recap the verses. Like, Janmadyasyato, Anvaya Itrutas, Chatish, Fabigas, Sharatini, Brahma. It's funny because I asked Gopi Pranadana one time. He told me we were standing outside and enjoying Japa, LA temple, 76 or so, and six maybe. So he said he was memorizing the Brahma Samhita, right? And so a few days later, maybe a week, I said, so you finished learning Govinda prayers? I don't know why I said that, but I said, he said, oh, not just Govinda prayers, but I finished whole Brahma Samhita. So, you know, in those days, most people didn't learn whole Brahma Samhita, but they maybe learned Govinda. Yeah, maybe. The whole thing, all 29? Yeah. Where did you do that? Really? Oh, so there's some places that used to chant all the prayers, right? Anyway, he said he memorized all of it. So then, I said, well, that's pretty cool. How long did it take? He said, well, 3 days. He said, I'm doing first canto. I already finished, because it must have been 6-7 days later. He said he finished first chapter. But of course, he was familiar, but he said he did first chapter. And he was doing second like that. And I said, well, it takes 3 days only? He said, yeah. I said, but you have to go back and do the other ones. Because I was remembering, you know, like everybody else has to go back. He said, no, I don't have to do that. Anyway. So, Krishna Sarup may not have to go back either, but most of us have. What?
Well, in relation to being in South India and talking with the pundits, and them not really being able to give an answer as to how people, you know, anyone, my question is, do they accept Lord Chaitanya?
They don't accept, well, some of them are all different. There's eight principal mats there, or whatever they call them, and some of them are much more favorable than others, but they don't become Gaudiyas. They remain. When I went there that time, the one junior, every acharya has a 8, 10-year-old, 12. Well, you start at 10. They do astrological reading. He becomes the junior acharya by astrological calculation. And that junior acharya was not. He was not so young that time. But he was saying he felt that Prabhupada was an incarnation of Madhva, which, you know, that's pretty cool. Pejwara Goswami, his junior, but later he abdicated. But he didn't agree that people shouldn't leave India. And he also got married, I think. But I think he was the first one that abdicated in 800 years. Yeah. Really? Really? Well, later we'll say that in the microphone.
It just seems if you don't read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you don't understand Lord Chaitanya, that you're just, you know, not experiencing all the mercy and the power of what Lord Chaitanya is able to do.
Well, some of them, they don't accept that Lord Chaitanya came there and defeated them. That's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just like Balabhacharya followers, when they read that Balabhacharya was defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not even Lord Chaitanya, but by almost everybody. A duck among swans, and, you know, Lord Chaitanya, yeah, he said he was like one who does not accept the Swami, meaning Sridhar Swami, because Balaba was saying he had written a commentary that was updated, that Sridhar Swami's commentary is old, nigh have done better, you know. So then Lord Chaitanya said, one who does not accept the Swami, which in Sanskrit means husband also, I consider a prostitute, because, you know, Indian culture in those days is so strict that every woman except the husband as Swami. So Lord Chaitanya said that, then the devotees were like, whoa. It describes they were like, because Swarup Damodar, one of them said, in front of you is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was also saying that, anyway, later on, speed up to about 1976, their acharyas, they read that. And they were very much angry, especially one. There were two letters written, if you read in Harishari's book, one acharya from Nathdwara and one acharya from Bombay, and they wrote a heavy, heavy letter to Giriraj, and he gave one letter to Prabhupada. One letter was too heavy, he threw it away, offensive. And Prabhupada responded, they said, oh, you know, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, your Kaviraj Goswami has written this, you should take this out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Prabhupada wrote him a nice letter saying how I can take out what Kaviraj has written 500 years ago. These are all in the mood of loving exchange, but you have misunderstood it. So. Anyway, Prabhupada is very intelligent. He put the Nachi on the wall and Juhu Beach also, Juhu Temple. Anyway, yeah.
Is Shukdev Goswami.
He's what?
Shukdev Goswami.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, in the...
In the
yeah, we should probably should have mentioned that in the letter. I don't think... He changed the Gauragada Stitikas? He says that Bhaskarino changed it. How do you know like that?
That question rise. Which one we should accept, the Gorgonadis Deepika's explanation or Bhaktivinoda Thakur? We say we accept Bhaktivinoda Thakur because Bhaktivinoda Thakur changed according to the things on plane. So he said he is a Vishnu Swami manifestation. Yeah.
Who is Vishnu Swami?
Now, more than I was talking to Bhadra Brook, comes from Ballava Sampradaya.
Vishnu Swami is Ballava?
Yeah. The Bhadra Brook from Ballava, yeah. His family comes from Ballava Sampradaya. And they do completely have a misunderstanding. They put Ballavacharya as a Mahaprabhu. They don't even accept Lord Chaitanya as Mahaprabhu. Because Ballavacharya is Mahaprabhu. But then if you look at it, you can talk to Giriraj Maharaj. Giriraj Maharaj actually explained this little bit, touchy things, like how Prabhupada had a confront with Srimati Murarji. And he goes on 4 hours on talking about it. I was listening.
Giriraj spoke 4 hours just on this?
Yeah.
Where is that?
I have it.
You have it online?
Yeah. I mean, somewhere.
You know how to save something and send it out?
I can do it. But it was interesting that how Prabhupada tackled very uniquely. But at this moment, the head of that, he's actually sick. I don't like to say bad things about it, but he's not well. One who had a bad intention against Prabhupada, he's not doing well at all. He's really suffering.
All right. So, Bhaktivinoda specifically said that this Gaurav Deepika, I am up late dating it, or it could be sometimes a person could be two people, they say it could be this or that. But I don't know. Maybe Giriraj explains it. It's not a big topic, but it's interesting. So in the same way, the Madhvas, they're completely different than Pushti Marg, but there's certain things they don't accept, even Brahma Vimon Lila, they don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he came there and defeated them, or that he says, although it's quoted right there from the Puranas, that that Shankaracharya is a manifestation of Lord Shiva, Agyakori. He's done simply to, they say he's a demon, that's all. They kind of say that. And they won't, they say he's a demon. I know. Well, they don't accept it applies to Shankaracharya. Anyway. I'm not expert on it, but they told me that.
I thought Prabhupada made it, when you read the Madhulila 9 chapter, that where Madhacharya's, Prabhupada gave a very nice sentence. He said there are two group of Madhacharya. One is Tattavadis, and another is Gauriya. So Prabhupada made it very clear, too. So we are Madhacharya follower, but not that Tattavadi follower.
Speaking of funny things, I just saw where was I reading it? Oh, Bhakti Siddhanta. He was quoting. And he said, there are two, Prabhupada, it's in Prabhupada's book. So this is a really funny thing. It says, there's either two types of devotees, the Parishad or neophytes. You're either a Parishad or a neophyte. Oh my God, what is that? You're either directly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Parishad, Krishna, or you're a neophyte. It says in Prabhupada's book somewhere there. Yeah. Okay, you figure it out. Tomorrow, explain it. I know. There it says two. That's all I'm saying. Don't say anything. That absolute. Prabhupada's book. Yes. Rang. Where's the phone?
Okay. So this is a two-part question, I guess. One is the report 2 days ago is that accepting a bona fide spiritual master.
Louder.
No, it's on. Just speak louder.
Okay, so in the purport 2 days ago, Prabhupada is saying that you have to accept a bona fide spiritual master. And then he also says at other times, most people are.
But that's not, Prabhupada's not writing these purports.
Okay, so we don't accept it?
No, I'm just saying you said Prabhupada said it, but somebody said it, but it wasn't Prabhupada. It's okay.
Oh, okay, yes, correct. Okay, so I'm sure he said it at other times. Anyway, so Prabhupada also said that most people are innocent. So the first part of the question is, if an innocent person accepts a guru that they consider to be their innocence or bona fide, is there any benefit for them because they're following the injunction? The second part of the question is, if someone accepts an actual bona fide spiritual master, but does not really comply or follow with the rules, what's the difference between these two people?
If an innocent person accepts a guru who's not, doesn't turn out to be a real staunch. And the second part was, if they're sincere, or not, or they don't follow, but they follow a real guru, they don't follow him. So...
Well, so the first person, the innocent person, he's accepting this injunction.
Well, just being innocent doesn't mean that you're like a devotee, because Bali Sheshu Dvisachu Cha, there's four categories. Devotees, Prema Maitri Kipo Peksha, whatever that verse is, that the Majjhimadhikari sees four categories. So Bali Sheshu means innocent. So you can be innocent, but doesn't mean you're a devotee. So that. Part of the answer.
Yeah, but the point
you stay innocent.
The person is trying.
There's lots of like Bhava Guruvo Shanti Shishavita Paharaka. There's many gurus that take away your money. You may be innocent and give your money. You may, the guy on the phone may rip you off, or in a bank or wherever, and that guru may also rip you off. So just because you're innocent is not a big qualification. It's better than being a demon, though, definitely. She's got the answer. And he's got the answer. Stereo.
It made me think about the situation with Bali Mardan, when the authority weren't doing the right thing. And so Prabhupada, he was...
The authorities were doing the right
not
thing?
Doing the right thing.
Not doing
it. Not doing it. You know, Prabhupada's... His instruction was follow the authority, yeah? And so the devotees were following the authority. And so Prabhupada actually, in that situation, what I'm told is that he appreciated that the devotees were following, the innocent were following him, and he chastised the others, leaders, who did not correct him. So
there's a little difference in that she's talking about a guru. Bali Mardan wasn't a guru.
He wasn't a guru, but yet Prabhupada's instructions of the guru is to follow the authority. So you're following, they're not...
Does this line up with Rangavati's question? She has to say whether it does. She was thinking about a guru or something.
Yeah, I know she was thinking about it. I understand. But I'm saying the point still is... The guru's instruction is to follow the authority. And so in that sense, it is following the guru, so to speak. Not really, but yes, it is. And I guess the point she's saying is, do they get benefit from that example, I think, if one is...
But they were already devotees, not just in the category of innocent. Anyway, yeah, it's a long topic. Go, Paul. I don't want to mention too many names, but I was there. I heard Prabhupada talk about the Bali Mardan thing, and Prabhupada said, the leaders, he said, they're such fools. The others, they're innocent, but the leaders were fooled under Bali. So there's something we can add that to.
In my observation, according to Mataji's question, this can apply to many of us devotees who joined this one very early. We may have been innocently following some other gurus. However, this is where that verse where the Chaita Guru comes into play. He sees how we are following and our sincerity is there. So therefore, when this takes place, then he will introduce you to the bona fide guru. So this happened to many of us. We were involved with so many of these other gurus, but when our sincerity came through, and even though we were innocent, then Prabhupada manifested himself. So the benefit that we got from following these was showing that we were sincere in our endeavors to make spiritual advancement. So this is how Bhagavad Gita explains it. When one is seriously making an endeavor, then Krishna will manifest himself as guru, and then the guru will again show us Krishna. So the bogus gurus cannot, but if you're sincere, even though you may be in ignorance, Krishna will come to you. That is the merit or the benefit of following the Bogus Guru. But if you become overwhelmed and completely dedicated to this person, then Prabhupada explains there's the cheaters and the cheated. So in reality, your sincerity or your innocence is ignorance. It's not
Well, we could say that people who follow totally bogus gurus, like, you know, whatever we want to call them, a good section of them might, who are really might join, you know, Prabhupada. But also people who weren't following any gurus, they also join. So. There are persons who followed Prabhupada, then went off. There was one guy who wrote to Prabhupada. I don't mind mentioning his name. I think his name was, I forgot. Luckily, Krishna won't let me remember his name. Mahapurusha. He wrote to Prabhupada that he should surrender to Guru Maharaj. And Prabhupada, like, I don't know how you become such a fool. So, but Prabhupada couldn't understand how he became that. You know, even Prabhupada couldn't understand. It's like sometimes Krishna can't understand his material and so far out. Yeah, Prabhupada to go to Guru Maharaj. So, you got all kinds of funny stuff. Okay, so anything else? Nothing. It's over.